So in that case, General, what are the most difficult things, do you think, to get right in regards to MET and artillery when actually in the conflict zone? What would be, let's say, the worst-case scenario in terms of either the environmental situation or in actually being able to deploy the MET stations?
Well, that's another very good question. One of the things that certainly is out there in terms of the type of systems is our MET systems have typically been vehicular-based systems, and that can, as you would know, cause mobility problems with particular types of terrain. And of course, vehicular-based systems require logistics. They require people. They require equipment. The need to transport large quantities of helium, for example, and inflatable balloon radiosondes have been detriments to doing MET correctly for some time, simply because it entails a significant logistics burden. In terms of weather conditions, fog, wind, sand are huge atmospheric disturbances, and of course, in very windy conditions, the ability to fly balloons or float radiosondes at great elevations, you have no control over exactly where those radiosondes go. And anybody that's been in the artillery that's dealt with radiosondes and MET measuring knows it's mightily frustrating when you float a radiosonde or fly a radiosonde trying to establish weather a bit to your north and the radiosonde flies due south. So those kinds of things can all impact on it and are all problematic in terms of some of the older systems. And of course, those are the types of problems we're trying to continue to overcome with more sophisticated technology in MET systems development.